You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You can put a leash on us whenever you want.
Anytime you want.
Hey, okay, that sounds fun.
Dom and Jeremy.
My goodness, what are we talking about?
Oh, my.
I don't even remember that conversation. What does that say? What's going on?
I walk in this morning and I see this story blasting me right in my face. Talking about the shopping cart theory, and it basically says it determines if you're a good or bad person. And here's how it works. You just sit back, close your eyes, and think about the last time you went to the grocery store, and you unloaded all your groceries into the back of your Honda Civic there, and then did you take the cart back to the cart corral, or did you just leave it sitting there next to your Civic and drive off? Mm-hmm. And basically, this theory is saying that you're a bad person, you're a bad human if you leave the cart sitting there, and you're a really good human, you're going to go farther in life, people enjoy your company, if you take it to the cart corral and park it there. I think this is crap.
What?
So you're telling me if you leave, say you leave like a, I don't know, a Costco or something, and your cart's full of toys that you're going to donate to kids in need for the holidays, and you load them up in the back of your truck,
mm-hmm.
and you leave your cart sitting there and you drive off, that you're a bad person?
I agree.
It's horrible.
I agree with them,
stupid.
Not with you.
It's stupid. What?
Why is it stupid?
You're exhausted from all that shopping that you've been doing, all the thoughtful gift giving that you have in your future, and they're going to paint you as a bad person?
Yeah, you're a bad person.
Mm-mm. I would argue...
You're a selfish person.
No, not at all. I'm thinking just the opposite. I would
if
argue...
If you leave your cart there that somebody else has to come get for you...
Not selfish at all.
They're the selfish one and not you.
No. Nobody is selfish in this situation. I would argue that you're actually doing those cart people a favor if you leave the carts out there by your cars and they got to go out and search and hunt
for
them.
So that they get dinged into the side of cars and
No, if you place them nicely, you know, they're out there. They're just out there. They're not getting caught in the wind or anything.
They never move once you place
them. Well, somebody could back into you in the parking lot, too. I mean, whatever. That's just... Stuff happens.
Are you really making this argument?
I would argue that you are doing those cart people a favor. I worked in retail a long, long time ago where I had to get carts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best part of my day because I could get out of the ding-dang store, away from the public, away from the bosses, get outside into the fresh air and wander around for 30 minutes looking for carts. It was the best part of the day because I wasn't in the store.
Hmm.
I appreciated the people that chucked them way in the back because that was more time that I could be outside away from everybody.
Well, this just means you're like a sociopath. It doesn't mean that...
No, I just feel like it's,
people.
You know, that it's a tough job being in retail and around people 24/7, and it was just a nice little break. It was like a break added on to your 15-minute break, added on to your lunch break, because you could be out. And what were we doing? There was like two or three of us.
Why don't
you
just go out in the parking lot and pick up trash then?
If it got me out of the store for another 20 minutes,
good.
Why
well,
not?
Let's have people take their carts back to the cart corral, and then you just go pick up gum in the parking lot. How's that?
If it gets me out of the store for 20 minutes,
because it's
whatever.
Not just you. You know, we're not just talking about for you, the you know,
no. But
sociopathic,
I think it's a
lot
of people.
We're talking about when people go to try to find a parking spot, and there's a bunch of carts just everywhere. You know, and then there's car damage. I've had my car damaged by a cart in the parking lot before.
Right.
I mean, I have come out of the store.
You could have somebody walk by you and key you, too.
I have come out of... Yes, you could, but you lower the chances by people just walking 12 feet to put a cart back. I have come out when the cart has been up against my car and there's been a little dent and ding in it.
Now, I know...
So that's just from a lazy person who's doing... So I agree with this.
All right. We'll part ways here. Because I know people that have actually parked next to the cart corral, and as people push their carts in, that little chain swings over, and they've received damage from their car as the cart is being put into the cart corral. So we just need a new way to get groceries from the store to the vehicles.
I will not park next to a cart corral. I need to park at least three spaces away from it. But it, you know, close enough I can get to it. But I never will park right next to it because there could be all sorts of...
Shenanigans going on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Riff raff hanging at
what
the cart corral.
What about the stores that have back in the day? You know, they would have the bag boys or whatever, and they bag your groceries, and they would take it out, and people would tip the bag boy. You know, give them a quarter back in the day, 50 cents. I don't know what it
young
would be
man.
That's what I mean. That's what it was.
Well, they have the curbside now, so it's essentially bag boys.
Right, but I wouldn't be opposed to that for people who are just so lazy that they can't take. I mean, you should just answer as you're walking out the door. Are you going to leave it out in the middle of the parking lot? Because if you are, we'll take it out for you.
And
if
I like
put
the thing
back
is
in the corral,
too.
You're on your own.
I park way out. I park America's pickup way out because it's a you know what to park sometimes. Mm-hmm. So then I'll just take that cart and while it's out there, I'll just shove it even further and I'll just say, "You're welcome."
I can't work with you anymore.
Enjoy your day.
I'm going home.